The question was asked, the Navi tells us how they commemorated that the Aron caused the splitting of the Yarden, but wasn't it a far greater miracle that the Aron caused mountains to be flattened and valleys to be raised? So that's true that that was an extraordinary miracle. I would discern on two levels. Number one, the Aron splitting the Yarden is a pasuk, and the Aron making making mountains flat and valleys rise is a medrash. It's not in the pasuk. And number two, Chazal tell us that when the Aron did this, so the pasuk says the Aron, when they traveled, would travel in front, but the Aron would be close enough that they could visit it. But the Aron was in front of the camp. It seems from Chazal that they did not know what the Aron was doing. They didn't see it directly in front of them happen. It says they would see it in hindsight. They would look back and see how there was a straight path Aron made for them. It says, the Eshed HaNechalim Asher Natal L'Shevet Ar. It says, the flow of the mountains that shifted to Ar. So, Az Yashir Yisrael Tashira Azot, Israel sang the song. What was going on there? Chazal say, the Emori heard we were coming towards Israel. They came to a place between two mountains, and they figured when the Jews pass there, we'll just throw down boulders and we'll wipe out the nation. And then they were hiding in the caves of one mountain, and we came, and they didn't know that the mountains shifted because the Aron was coming. So when we came, the mountains shifted, and the way the mountains looked, one mountain had protrusions and the other one had caves, and the two fused together. And so when the Jews passed, as they were passing, behind them there was a stream of blood that came from these two mountains that had fused together. So from when they saw that blood flowing down, they realized in hindsight, hey, where's that blood coming from? And then they realized that mountain had shifted and all the enemies had been killed in the mountains. So from that Gemara, it seems like they didn't actually see the mountains shift ahead of them. The Aron was traveling ahead, and things happened before they came. They could look back and see a path. They could see there were those... It doesn't seem like they saw that. It seems like the Aron was ahead, and things were happening in advance of their coming. I would add that we have to wonder whether the Medrash is to be taken literally. Is it that literally mountains went flat? Or is it that the volcanic activity and everything that shifted? Chazal say there were many, it says it in the Targum, that in the days that we were in the desert, there were a lot of things that were happening in terms of volcanic activity around there. And it could be the Medrash is telling us in Midrashic terms something which could also be defined as nature, like many miracles, that the way the miracle happens, it's miraculous because it happens at the right timing for us, so it works. But it's not that, like Rambam writes, if the splitting of the sea can be explained from astronomic occurrences, it's not less of a miracle because it split when we got there and it came crashing when the Egyptians were there. The timing is the miracle. How Hashem did it? Hashem makes miracles happen through nature.
My question is, why was that such a greater miracle that they would make attributes?
But that was witnessed. We don't have, on the contrary, it seems from that Gemara that they did not witness mountains moving. They saw it in hindsight. It says, Ve'eshed anachalim, when they saw the stream of blood coming out from the mountain, then they understood what had happened. But it doesn't sound like they saw the mountains shifting.